Although Winter Storm Juno has barely begun wreaking havoc in the Northeast, the impending blizzard has already left its mark on one business in Storrs, Connecticut. UConn students flocked to the Price Chopper this afternoon, clearing out entire shelves and filling their shopping carts with the necessities to make it through the storm.
What do we have? We have chips and salsa. We just bought a ton of wine. Cookie dough. We're just vegging out.
As UConn senior Alyssa Eisenberg waited in line to purchase her treats for the next day, she said she was looking forward to having a day off from classes on Tuesday.
As long as you're prepared and you hole up with your friends, it's fun. So that's what we're doing.
The National Weather Service predicts an accumulation of 1 to 2 feet of snow with wind gusts as fierce as 46 miles per hour. Around 4 p.m. at the Price Chopper, there was not a single container left on the shelves under the spring water sign in the drink aisle. Customers had also made a significant dent in the bread aisle. Some shoppers' routine grocery runs happened to coincide with the storm and were unprepared for the congestion in the supermarket. UConn senior Michelle Stella only went to the store to pick up fruit, but after taking one look at the line that stretched to the freezer section,
I wasn't expecting to see this many people. There's quite a line.
She had second thoughts.
People are definitely over-preparing. Everyone's a little nervous for the snow. They think it's going to be like the next, you know, big blizzard. And everyone thinks we're going to have no school for like a week probably.
Earlier in the day, Governor Daniel P. Malloy announced a travel ban on all state roads, which goes into effect at 9 p.m. tonight. For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.